Red FM.
Killian here with you on the Sunday show, and it is time for my
mildly interesting facts of the weekend.
Tomorrow is May Day, and while in more recent times the day has become associated with the rights of workers, it has its origins in the Roman festival Floralia, the Germanic Walpurgisnacht, and our own Laubjautina. Some of the ancient superstitions connected to the 1st of May include the belief that washing your face in the dew of a May Day morning beautifies the skin, while others believed that May Day was the last chance for fairies to travel to Earth. Bad news if those fairies were planning on visiting America.
We're going to have a very, very strict ban, and we're going to have extreme vetting, which we should have had in this country for many years.
Still can't believe he's US president. Moving on, the World Snooker Championship final cues off today, and it might come as a surprise to some, but snooker is one of the most viewed sports in the world. While many would consider knocking coloured balls around a table as a bit of a snooze fest, one of this year's semi-finalists, Ding Junhui, is arguably China's biggest sporting star, regularly drawing viewership figures of over 100 million in his native China alone. Unfortunately for these viewers, Ding won't be in the final. That's underway between reigning champion England's Mark Selby and four-time winning Scot John Higgins. And while Selby psyched himself up to the music of fellow Leicester chaps Kasabian, what was John Higgins listening to?
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
It's just a game of snooker. And lastly for now, apparently more germs are transferred shaking hands than by kissing. Well, that's the excuse I'll be using if I ever meet star of the Hunger Games, Jennifer Lawrence. So what about it, Jen? What about a quick smooch?
I volunteer.
You volunteer? That was easy.
I volunteer!
Actually, Jennifer, forget about it. She sounds a bit crazy.
Mildly interesting facts of the weekend.